Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 6, The Killing of the Demon Putana, text number 10. And there's a few verses here that have very small purports, so maybe we'll read a little bit here until we get to a substantial purport. Tasmin Stanang Durjara Viryam Ubanam Gorankam Adaya Shishor Dadav Vata Ghadham Karabhyam Bhagavan Papidya Tat Pranay Samang Rosa Samanvito Pibat Tasmin Stanam Dur Jaravhiryam Ubanam Gurangham Adhaya Sisur Dadhavyata Gadhang Karabhyang Bhagavan Pradipyatat Pranay Samham Rosa Samanvito Pivat Tasmin Stanam Dur Jaravhiryam Ubanam Gurangham Adhaya Sisur Dadhavata Gadhang Karabhyang Bhagavan Pradipyatat Pranay Samang Rusa Samanvito Pivat Tasmin Stanam Dur Jaravhiryam Ubanam Gaurangam Adhaya Sisur Dadhavata Gadang Harabhyam Bhagavan Pradivyatat Pranay Samang Rosa Samanvito Pibat Tasmin stanam dur jaravhiryam ubanam Gurangham adhaya sisur dadhavasa Gadang karabhyam bhagavan pradipyatat Pranay samam rosa samanvito pibat Tanam dur jaravhiryam ubanam Gaurangham adhaya sisur dadhavata Gadang harabhyam bhagavan pradipyatat Pranay samam rosa samanvito pibhat Tasmin stanam dur jaravhiryam ubanam Gaurangham adhaya sisur dadhavata Gaurangham bhagavan pradipyatat Pranam samam rosa samanvito pibhat Tasmin stanam dojaravirim bobanam. Tasmin, in that very spot, stanam, the breast, durjaravirayam, a very powerful weapon mixed with poison, obhanam, which was fierce, ghora, the most ferocious putana, ankam, on her lap, adaya, placing, shisho, in the mouth of the child, Dadao, pushed, ata, thereupon, ghadham, very hard, karabhyam, with both hands, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Pradipya, giving her great pain, Tatpanai, her life, Samam, along with Osasanvita, being very angry at her. Apibat, sucked the breasts. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. On that very spot, the fiercely dangerous Rakshasi took Krishna on her lap and pushed her breasts into his mouth. The nipple of her breast was smeared with a dangerous, immediately effective poison. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, becoming very angry at her, took hold of her breast, squeezed it very hard with both hands, and sucked out both the poison and her life. Purport. Lord Krishna was not angry at Putana for his own sake. Rather, he was angry because the Rakshasi had killed so many small children in Vrajabhumi. Therefore, he decided that she should be punished by having to forfeit her life. Text 11. Unbearably pressed in every vital point, the demon Putana began to cry, quote, "Please leave me, leave me, suck my breasts no longer," unquote. Perspiring, her eyes wide open and her arms and legs flailing, she cried very loudly again and again. Purport. The Rakshasi was severely punished by Krishna. She threw her arms and legs about, and Krishna also began to kick her with his legs to punish her properly for her mischievous activities. So she really was getting the mercy, yeah? Getting kicked by Krishna again and again. I mean, wow, that's... Huh? What's that? She got a good kick in. Got the mercy. Okay, text 12. As Putana screamed loudly and forcefully, the earth with its mountains and outer space with its planets trembled. I mean, this is a pretty amazing screaming she's doing there. The mountains and planets and outer space trembled. The lower planets and the directions and all directions vibrated, and people fell down fearing that thunderbolts were falling upon them. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks that in this verse, the word rasa refers to the planetary systems below the earth, such as rasatala, atala, vitala, sutala, and talatala. Text 13. In this way, the demon Putana very much aggrieved because her breast was being attacked by Krishna, lost her life. O King Parikshit, opening her mouth wide and spreading her arms, legs, and hair, she fell down in the pasturing ground in her original form as a Rakshasi, as Vritrasura had fallen when killed by the thunderbolt of Indra. Purport. Putana was a great Rakshasi who knew the art of covering her original form by mystic power, but when she was killed, her mystic power could not hide her, and she appeared in her original form. Text 14. O King Parikshit, when the gigantic body of Putana fell to the ground, it smashed all the trees within a limit of 12 miles. Big demon. Appearing in a gigantic body, she was certainly extraordinary. Purport. Because of the grievous hurt imposed upon her by Krishna's sucking her breast, Putana, while dying, not only left the room, but abandoned the village and fell down in the pasturing ground in her gigantic body. And now this will have a purport with it. This is in text 15, 16, and 17. The Rakshasi's mouth was full of teeth, each resembling the front of a plow. Her nostrils were deep like mountain caves, and her breast resembled big slabs of stone fallen from a hill. Her scattered hair was the color of copper. The sockets of her eyes appeared like deep blind wells, and her fearful thighs resembled the banks of a river. Her arms, legs, and feet seemed like big bridges, and her abdomen appeared like a dried-up lake. The hearts, ears, and heads of the cowherd men and women were already shocked by the Rakshasi's screaming, and when they saw the fierce wonder of her body, they were even more frightened. Actually, this one has the purport. Text 18. Without fear, the child Krishna was playing on the upper portion of Putana Rakshasi's breast. And when the gopis saw the child's wonderful activities, they immediately came forward with great jubilation and picked him up. Purport: here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Although the Rakshasi Putana could increase or decrease her bodily size by her mystic abilities and thus gain proportionate power, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is equally powerful in any transcendental form. Krishna is the real Personality of Godhead, because whether as a child or as a grown-up young man, he is the same person. He does not need to become powerful by meditation or any other external endeavor. Therefore, when the greatly powerful Putana expanded her body, Krishna remained the same small child and fearlessly played on the upper portion of her breast. Shadeshvayapurna. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always full in all potencies, regardless of whether he is present in this form or that. His potencies are always full. Parashya Shakti Vividhaiva Shruyate. He can display all potencies under any circumstances. Om Ajnanantamanandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshum Litam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Mukum Grotu Vachalang Pangun Lung Hayate Grim Yat Kripa Taraham Bande Shigurum Dinatarnam Vancha Kalpa Tribhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasri Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Krishna, he certainly felt it was time for Putana to get her reactions for all the sinful activities she had done by killing her. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the opulence of the Absolute, Krishna says, of all means of suppressing lawlessness, I am punishment. So punishment is actually very good for keeping law and order. There's some places in this world where sometimes the police are the biggest criminals. Yeah. Lawlessness, and therefore the citizens, they don't feel much security. But when citizens see that the criminals are being punished, they feel like there's some security. So the police are very necessary for keeping this law in order. And sometimes when people are punished, they lament. Of course, nobody wants to get punished, so they lament initially. But sometimes it opens up another door for them. It closes one door. They don't get freedom. They're put in prison, they're put in jail. They lose their freedom. That door is closed. But then sometimes they go to prison and they get one of Prabhupada's books. So that opens up another door. One door is closed, another door is open. And many of them have become devotees, initiated devotees, nice devotees, from going to prison, from getting punishment. So sometimes it appears like punishment, but actually it's a benediction. And from punishment we learn our lesson. You know, this is the purpose of punishment. And this is why Krishna has created this world. Yeah. We made a big blunder. The biggest mistake any of us ever made in our existence was we gave up the devotional service of the Lord. And thus we had to come here to this prison, yeah, and suffer. And the best thing any of us can do is to again take up devotional service, pure devotional service especially. This is the best thing that could happen to any of us. And of course, this is the goal of life. Yeah. So Krishna comes to help us become good citizens again. Not easy to be a good citizen. Yeah. Krishna has very high standard. Anyabilasita sunyam. What does this mean? Anyabilasita sunyam. Means free of material desires. Very difficult. Very difficult to become free of material desires. Because we've had these material desires for a long time. So we're conditioned. We're conditioned to having them and trying to satisfy these material desires. Very difficult. We have to get a higher taste. Visyavinivartante narahrasdena. If we can get this higher taste of devotional service, then we won't be interested anymore in these lower desires. Anyabilasita sunyana karma dinavartam. Who is free of the desire to enjoy the fruit of activities or mental speculation. Jnana kamanyana anukoyena krishnanu sinam bhaktirutama. This is pure devotional service where one just wants to give pleasure to Krishna. And this is the highest goal. To get free of this poison. Srila Prabhupada, he used to say that his favorite song, anybody know what Prabhupada's favorite song is? Hari Hari Vipale Janama Koinu Manusha Janama Pai Radha Krishna Nabhajiya. He says, oh Hari, Hari, I have wasted this human form of life having not served Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And have willingly drunken poison. So material life means poison. This is poison. People don't know it, but they keep on drinking this poison again and again. All this material sense gratification, this is poison. And this is what keeps us in this prison of material life. Krishna says, Yehi samsparsaja bhoga dukoyonaya evate adyantavantakonti natesu ramatevara. An intelligent person does not take part in the sources of misery which are due to contact material senses. Such pleasures they have a beginning and an end, and an intelligent person does not take part in such pleasures. A nice example is given. Imagine if you're invited to someone's home. Nice big home. Nice devotees. And you go there, and all they serve out as prasadam is enough prasadam to feed a chipmunk. And you're a little disappointed. Yeah. But that's it. Just a little bit of prasadam. Then the host thinks nothing of it, and you leave and disappointed. And then they invite you again. They're nice couple, nice family. And again, they give you enough prasad to feed a chipmunk. Not a brahmachari monk. A chipmunk. And again, you're disappointed. So the next time they invite you, you're going to be a little reluctant to go. Disappointment. So material life is like that. It's disappointment. You think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be good. You know, Maya is very expert at anticipating, creating this anticipation. It's going to be so nice. But disappointment. And the mind and the senses also, they create this illusion. It's going to be nice. You're going to enjoy. But then disappointment. Yeah. Inevitably. Because that's the nature of this world. Yeah. Dissatisfaction. But if we surrender to Krishna, then we'll be satisfied. This is where we will achieve ultimate satisfaction. Nothing else will satisfy the soul except for surrender to Krishna. And what is that surrender to Krishna? Who knows the verse? Anuko yasya sankapa pratiko yasya vartin rakshishi titi vishvashu goptipte sharnam yata atmanik sepa karpane sadvata sharnagati. This is the surrender. First, accepting everything favorable for devotional service. And there's so many things that Prabhupada has very kindly given to us, and Krishna has also come and kindly given to us, that increase our devotion to Krishna. Yeah. That are very favorable. Yeah. Just like hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, that's very favorable. Bhagavad Gita. You know, chanting Hare Krishna. Just like it's stated after this, Hari Hari Vipale, Golokera Prema Dana, Hari Nama Sankirtana, that this holy name of Krishna has descended from the spiritual world to deliver us from this poison of material life, from this prison of material life. So this is the mercy of Krishna. You know, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, this nice example is given of the chariot and the senses. I show this to all the students. They love it. Quite often the students get the book just for that picture. It's very nicely laid out there that the senses are compared to the horses, the out-of-control horses. The chariot is the body. The reins is the mind. The driver is the intelligence. The passenger is the soul. And Narada Muni, he goes on further, and he says, there's a bow. And that bow is the Hare Krishna mantra. And there's an arrow. And that arrow is the living entity. And this Hare Krishna mantra, it shoots the living entity back to the spiritual world, to the lotus feet of Krishna. So this is the goal. To get shot back to Krishna by this chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And this will bring us the satisfaction that we're searching for. Nothing else will. No arrangement in this world will bring the inner satisfaction that we're searching for, which is devotional service. So today is also the, I think it's the appearance day of Madhvacharya, a great, great personality. He's the incarnation of Vayu. Yeah, very, very powerful. He was so powerful that one time a Bengal tigers are huge, attacked one of his disciples, one of his sannyasi disciples, and he wrestled this Bengal tiger down. He wrestled it down, and the tiger left with its tail between its legs. Humbled. He was so powerful. There was one wrestler that was really proud because he was the champion of all wrestlers. So he challenged Madhvacharya. So they were there in the getting ready to wrestle. And Madhvacharya, all he did was he put his toe on the ground and he told the wrestler, "See if you can lift it." So the wrestler's like, he's like, "Oh, come on." He's like incredulous. "What are you talking about? Lift your toe. Come on, let's wrestle." "No, no, no. If you can lift my toe from the ground, we'll wrestle." So he tried. He's putting all his strength into lifting his toe from the ground. He couldn't do it. He was defeated. He couldn't lift toe from the ground. It's very powerful. And he was also, actually, he was 12 years old when he took sannyas. Very young. And he traveled, from that time on, he traveled all over India. He was a great scholar also, so he would defeat all the Mayavad philosophy. Because, you know, Sankaracharya, he was the main force at that time. They had defeated Buddhism. And Sankaracharya's Mayavad philosophy was rampant all over India. So he was going around, he was just defeating this Mayavad philosophy that God is a person. And we are the servants of God. And he was so powerful that he made a big headway in stopping Sankaracharya's Mayavad philosophy. So he was very, very powerful personality. Brahma Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So we're part of that. You know, they're Sri Vaishnavas. Right? He appeared in Udupi, which is southwest India. And there was, in Udupi, he was on the coast there, and there was one ship that was coming in, and he could see that the ship was in danger, didn't know that it was going to crash, so he gave warning, and he was able to bring the ship in by his guidance. And the captain was so pleased with him that he wanted to give him a favor. So he gave him this, you know, he was a great Vaishnava, so what's he, you know. So this person could see that he's a great Vaishnava. I'll give you some Gopi Chandan. So he gave him this huge chunk of Gopi Chandan. And they were trying to pick it up, and they you know, then like 15 people trying to pick it up and move it. They couldn't move it. So he was so powerful, he picked it up by himself. And then it cracked open and found that this beautiful deity of Krishna was within this Gopi Chandan, that's pretty mystical in itself. And I saw this deity. I went to Udupi. It's still there being worshipped. Beautiful deity. So many amazing pastimes of Madhvacharya. Anybody else know any? I can't think of any others. Anybody else know of any other pastimes? That's right. If she was ever in any anxiety, he would jump wherever he was. He would just jump there. Pretty amazing. So today also is Vijayotsava. I was just reading in the Desire Tree website. And this isn't the actual day that Ravana was defeated. This is the day that Ram got news from Hanuman that he knows where Sita is. That he's at Lanka. So as soon as Ram heard this, there was a big festival. Because from that time on, Ravana's days were numbered. He had a short time to live. So it was a big festival. And then they made their way to Lanka and, of course, defeated Ravana. So on this day, actually all over India, they have this effigy of Ravana and Kumbhakarna. Huge. They have it also in Salt Lake at the temple there. Churu Prabhu has this. I've been there a few times during this festival. 20 feet high of Ravana. Huge. And a lot of them, like thousands of Mormons come. And it's a big festival. They like to come and see this. You know, it's a big feast and big festival. You know, it's pitch black out at night, and they're shooting these arrows at Ravana. You know, and they got fireworks in the effigy. And at one point, all these fireworks start going off all over the place. You know, of course, Ravana burns down. It's an annual, they probably do it today, or maybe they do on the weekend or something, but I don't know if anywhere else we do that in ISKCON. San Diego. Oh, yeah? Where? Oh, yeah, so. They probably do it at some of our temples in India, I'm sure, as well. So this is the defeat of Ravana. So why was Ravana killed like that? Because he wanted to enjoy Sita. He had this poisonous desire in his heart to enjoy Sita. So we have this desire to enjoy Krishna's property. We still have this poisonous desire in the heart to enjoy what doesn't belong to us, which belongs to Krishna. So we should pray to Krishna that we become free of this poison. Prabhupada said this desire to be the proprietor and the enjoyer. We want to be the enjoyer and the proprietor, but we're not the enjoyer. We're the servants. We're the servants of Krishna. And the more we're able to realize this and engage in devotional service to Krishna, the happier we'll be. And this is the nature of the souls, to be happy. And this is where the happiness comes from, is serving Krishna. With no selfish desire, just the desire to please Krishna. So, on that note, is there any question or comment? Correction? Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.